This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
I like this one. It says, I worked at a large chain pet store, and the worst part was cleaning the small animal cages and having to mist the tarantulas. Apparently, your tarantulas need misting. The ferrets and hamsters, they always try to bite you, and the spiders would hiss at you and try to charge you. I also worked at a coffee stand that didn't have indoor plumbing. All the milk and water and coffee waste that would go down the sink drain went into a big tank that we would have to empty outside multiple times a day. I remember dropping the lid in the outdoor tank once and having to fish it out. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever had to do.
That's one thing my daughter says is cool about being a barista is the fact that, for the most part, even though it could be the biggest jamoke in the world, maybe you have 5 minutes with it.
Yeah.
And they're moving on. You know what I mean? So she's like, look, if I can just deal with this jackass, then, you know, he'll be gone. So it's not like you're waiting on them for 45 minutes to an hour at a restaurant, or you're the bartender who's trying to take care of someone who's
intoxicated.
It's also
daytime.
Right.
Like, when you're a bartender or a waitress, like, you got to deal with people drinking alcohol as well.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, when people come in for coffee, generally speaking, nothing about their attitude changes in the brief time they're there. You roll into a bar, I mean, you might come in one mood, man, and things change at some point. Yeah. They get difficult.
She is very appreciative of that. That's one thing she says. She's like, look, I only have to deal with these guys. And it's typically inappropriate comments.
Of course.
But, you know, 5 minutes tops and they're out.
I was going to say, that's the thing for me, too. Especially, like, on the weekends. Like, if I'm in a coffee shop, like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I sort of put in my order. I'll be nice and say, how's your day?
Right.
Good. Yeah. I don't even ask.
My daughter said.
Really?
She said.
I never say, how's your day? I mean, if somebody said, you know, and look, if you're working customer service, they're always very warm and greeting and all that. So let's say, hey, how's your day? And I'll probably just lie and say, it's fantastic. I might offer up, how about yourself? But otherwise, like, I'm really just.
It's not a trick.
No, what's your trick? It's a trick.
So I just say, I'm doing good. How about you? You know, I don't know if I respond. I'll say I'm doing good or whatever. And then, like, as you're getting towards the end of the transaction, you go, how's your day? Kind of catches them off guard.
At the end, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
What I like to do is.
Then it seems like,
this guy in front of me won't stop talking. You know what I mean? He had his window, and now I have to wait longer because she's going to tell him about her day.
Right, just stand in the cell. Goddamn, Ted. Don't get behind him in line. Because now he's going to ask her a question. At the end, she's been making his coffee drink for 3 minutes, and he waited.
To the very end to start
until
conversation.
Until the end. Thanks, Ted.
Right.
Because I really wanted my drink, but now that she's gushing to you because you played this strategically, she's comfortable with you, well, you know, we'll just wait.
My daughter, she worked today.
Wait a minute, quick time out. I've been to a coffee shop with you two.
Yeah.
You generally know the baristas and chatted up a lot.
Yeah.
That's different.
At the very beginning.
That's exactly why.
At the very beginning.
The other thing I like to do, any coffee, if they need your name, it's always Agamemnon.
Yeah.
Every time. And they just get this distressed look on their face, and they start, they're writing A, and then they go, can you spell that? I'm like, it's the way it sounds. Then they get really uncomfortable, and I always do that. I'm kidding. My name's Steve. It's real simple.
Yeah. My daughter told me that she worked at for a while at a drive-up coffee stand, which was not a bikini barista stand. It was a legitimate drive-up.
I like that you have to qualify that as soon as
trust
you
me, because she could have probably done the other. But anyway, but she's like, you have no idea how many people come to get coffee with their penis out.
Jesus,
oh,
man.
You know, that is awful.
Right. And first, like, of all, just as a safety thing, if you're getting hot coffee, I hope you're at least getting an ice
like,
drink.
Like, why is your penis out?
Sir, you know, please put your penis away.
Mm-hmm.
Seems reasonable. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Blackjack and hookers.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right, so I used to work at 7-Eleven, and there was one night in particular where cops had to get called three different times, and two of them by me.
What was the scenario?
They got progressively worse. The first time was just some like creepy homeless dude who wouldn't stop loitering and constantly asking people for money and things like that. So,
was he inside or outside?
Yeah, on the outside. Sometimes he came inside, but okay. Mostly on the outside. The second time was this massive brawl between some very large black women right in the parking lot. And the third time wasn't by me, but it was like morning time, like 5 in the morning. All of a sudden, there's like 4 or 5 cop cars in our parking lot. And then like 5 minutes after that, some guy comes in, buys his coffee, and he goes, oh, they did show up. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you didn't hear those gunshots outside?
Oh,
like,
damn.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was all in one night.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to remember, like, anytime some place is open 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's all. I mean, that's really the nut. Look, man, Waffle House,
yep.
All these places that have incidents late at night, Denny's and all that, it's because they remain open, and they give people the opportunity. Like, if you need to pick something up, you need gas, you need something to eat. But that's not how this all shakes down. And typically, with a Waffle House, at least in the South, you will more than likely have a police officer there who is just eating and taking a break anyway.
Sure.
For the most part. So they are around the area. But if anything's going to go down, it's a place that's open. That's why when a club spills out at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in Belltown or Capitol Hill or Fremont or whatever it is, if there's going to be crap going down, it's going to be the very end of the night. That's always the way it goes down.
But for some reason, you would think, as far as the South goes, you would think that the Waffle House is the only place that's open 24 hours. It hasn't been that bad this year. But I want to say, like, in 2020 and 2019, at least twice a week, as we were just combing through news stories, it's like massive brawl. They got the video, you know, everybody's got their sofa. And it was always Waffle House. I mean, always specifically what? It wasn't 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It wasn't Shakey. It wasn't anything. It was Waffle House, period.
And I think
that's a destination, too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It also should be like the watering hole in Africa. You know what I mean? If you're up stone, maybe watching nature videos, you know the drill. There's a water hole. Animals come from all around,
right?
Because that's the only place where there's water. Elephants, lions, everybody that hates each other's guts, hippopotamuses, giraffes, zebras,
just
birds,
like in this one moment,
crocodiles. But for one brief moment, they all go, you know what? We're so thirsty, we can get along. We've been traveling hundreds of miles. Now we have a drink of water. We're going to bathe. We're cool, right? And everybody goes, yeah, man, we're cool for now.
I'll try to kill you in an hour.
Yeah, they can walk away and then later on get along. But, like, think of those places as, like, the watering hole.
But they're not. They're the anti-watering hole.
I mean,
yeah. And the animals aren't wasted.
True. They're not. But they, not, like, if I'm a lion, right? Now, I might be a really nice lion. Say I'm Simba. Like, I'm mm-hmm. that chill. I'm a good guy. I'm a good lion. I can't help myself. I see you, zebra, and your name's Gary.
Yeah.
I know Gary the zebra. Gary, I feel bad, man. I've known you all my life. I really want to kill you and eat you. Right. It's just, it's a native. I don't have to be drunk for this. I'm not even angry at you. Gary, I'm not even angry at you, but my plan is, after you drink up, keep drinking. But as soon as we're done, I'm going to try to kill you and your whole family.
Lion can
and elephants,
there.
Me and a couple of my boys, because look, you're big boys. Your nickname is Country, no matter which one you are. So like 5 of us, we're going to try to kill you a little bit later. Sorry, man. Yeah. I'm not even mad at you.
A lion could look over at a baby giraffe with a bad deformed leg, you know what I mean, all jacked up, and sit there and drink water and go like, how's your leg, bro? You okay? You doing all right? See, you're a little baby. I'm not going to eat you. I'm thirsty.
Not right now.
Yeah. I will later.
You might want to get a head start, dog, so you might want to finish drinking water now.
Get as much as you can. What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
And by the way, Ted, based on nature documentaries that I have watched, that is exactly the conversation I have.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, when they speak to each other, it's exactly this. Yeah. Real familiar. Yeah.
Right. Flamingos
don't
eat
fish. How's your mom
doing?
Oh, God, that's right. I ate your mom last week. I'm so sorry, man. I really apologize.
Well, Waffle House, too, there's just so many of them, and they're everywhere.
Right.
And people are leaving bars, you're already drunk. But, like, there was a place in D.C. we would go, but it was old school, and it just had the counter. So it was hard to interact with other guests. Whereas, like, Waffle House has tables and stuff.
Not ready to go.
Back to back.
Yeah, like back it's to back. Very easy. Because I've been to a lot of diners, and generally, like you're saying, when you're that close to other people late at night, like that's when bad things happen.
But you know what? I've never been in a Waffle House and not been happy. For whatever reason that you're there, you need to be there. You're hungry. You know what I mean?
Whether you're that, right.
Whether you've been out drinking or not, like you're going to get a waffle. You're going to get bacon. Mm-hmm. You're going to get hash browns. You can get a hamburger if you want with french fries. Like, what are you going to bitch about? You know what I mean? Like, this is great that this place is open.
I mean, look, I don't know how it starts, but I've been in diners before with a group of friends where somebody in our group was the guy that started the fight.
And you're not even sure exactly what it is you're mad about.
Yeah, to this
you
day.
You just know I'm supposed to defend my buddy. He probably even started this. I don't know what we're mad about, but look, we'll throw. But I'd really rather not, because again, I'm not really fully in on this conversation.
One of them was definitely, he was in the wrong. And that was more of a like, we're leaving. We're taking him.
Yes.
Don't hit us.
What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
No, yeah, we're getting him too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, you guys got me?
Hola.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got you, Rich.
Hey, hola, guys. Give me a second. Let me get you off the speaker.
Thanks, Rich.
And I got to turn the radio down, too.
Oh, man.
See, Rich is on it.
You know all the
rules. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, as long as you don't ask us how we're doing, you've hit the trifecta.
And let me say something else here, just a second. Hey, sweetheart, I'm on the radio. All right. I'm a redneck.
Is that code for shut up and don't bug me right now? Or is that code for, hey, turn on the radio and listen
to me? Does that mean you're old-fashioned or you drive a truck?
Hey, honey, grab the radio, put it on the back of the truck so I don't feedback.
Hey, he knows what he's doing.
No, this dude, you got it all set up.
Yeah, man.
Well, no, I ain't going to lie to you guys when I tell you this. So anyway, no, just recently within the last week, actually today is the last week, is the lady could not make payroll.
Really, she couldn't
on
make payroll.
A job that she was not even ready for.
Is this somebody within your company?
Yeah, somebody I worked with.
So they hired.
Let's put it this way: I worked for them. I was actually taking this job just to get by until what I got now, which I can't give a shout out to them because I'm not exactly 100% hired on yet. But I'll be building custom boats.
Oh, nice. So did the other temporary employee not pay you or is not willing
yes,
to pay you?
Exactly.
You need
it
to call
did not
Jesse.
Pay me.
You need to call Jesse Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing fine now.
No, I'm old enough that I know when if I don't get a paycheck, I pick up my tools and I walk away.
But how long is your grace period? Is it until the next payday?
Oh, are you talking about how much money I have?
No, I'm saying as far as you accepting that they have not paid you yet. Like how long?
No. I'll be picking up a paycheck on Friday.
Okay.
I gave her an ultimatum.
What? Like, I work for you, you need to pay me?
Yeah.
Or, yes. Or, if you can't pay me, I will take your stuff.
Okay, that's fair. That generally works.
I have done that before in my life. So.
All right. Yeah. Whatever you got to do. Well, good luck with the new gig there, man.
I'll be building custom boats, and if you guys ever come up north, I'm going to put a shout-out to Alger Bar and Grill, by the way. That's a home away from home for me.
They still will. Hey, don't give him a free beer. Do not give Rich a free beer for the shout-out.
No free beer. I told Mike I wouldn't cuss. I almost said something, yeah, exactly. but they always give me free beer and drinks.
Make him pay double.
What town are you in?
Alger.
Alger.
Ted looks confused.
I don't even know that
okay.
one.
Okay, hey, Montgomery, said your daughter lives up north?
She used to. She used to live in Bellingham.
Yes, it's right between Bellingham and Burlington.
Burlington North or toward Mount Hood?
No, Burlington, I-5, you got to go through Alger before you hit Bellingham.
Oh, I see. So before there. Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay, well, look,
it's tiny.
You don't know where your daughter lives?
Oh, she lives in Thailand now. I have no idea where the hell she's at.
That's the difference.
She sent me a picture with an elephant yesterday.
Hey, you know, Rich, people know Bellingham. Sorry, they don't all know Alger.
Alger, like, oh my God, hottest spot.
Right on the border. In fact, I got Bellingham and Burlington is
you can't,
split
you,
on the zip codes.
You can't be on the, you said you were south of Bellingham. So,
no, north.
Oh, north of Bellingham. Gotcha. Okay, so you're up toward Semiahmoo and Blaine.
No, that's way north.
That's on the border.
No, I said, okay, south of Bellingham, yes, you're right. I'm up north.
You're up north from Seattle. We've established that. Okay.
Yes. Okay,
now
Rich.
Up north. You know, Miles, he does make a point. So your daughter used to be in Bellingham.
Yeah.
Because she was out of college.
Right.
Now, when you say where she lives, it's an entire country.
I don't even know where the hell's
I was going to say, can you name the place in Thailand? Because this is a country.
Pai.
That's the name of it?
I believe. What do you think? I want to write her a freaking letter?
Well, I mean, just I would want to know where my kid is.
Like, oh, she, I know you're in a around. Country. She keeps bouncing around. Like she's been
is she
like,
riding the elephants or is she just...
No. She's walking on a trail with them. I don't know what the hell she's doing.
She sent a picture today and there's an elephant.
In the trail. Yeah. Like, oh, God. Get out of the way. What was the worst part of any job that you ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
Dude, I should give you some money. Give me your Venmo. I need some elephant pants from Thailand.
What are elephant pants?
They're pants with elephants on them. Like, I have Thai fisherman pants, but I believe they were made here in the States.
Why do you have Thai fisherman pants?
Why don't you?
Why do they have to be authentic Thai elephant pants? What's wrong with the knockoff American style?
Yeah, Amazon.com.
I'll see more cultured.
Would anybody know, if you modeled both, right? So you got your, I order these on Amazon, they shipped up from Tacoma elephant pants, or Miles' daughter hooks you up with authentic Thai elephant pants, would I say, Ted, are those Thai elephant pants?
You might not know, but trust me, I go to a decent amount of festivals, and at midnight, that's going to impress somebody.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's a festival thing. So it's...
You've seen me wear my fishing pants.
Thai elephant fishing pants?
Yeah. Well, they're Thai fisherman pants.
Thai?
They have like a giant crotch and then one pocket.
Those? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have seen you in those. I did not know that those were Thai fisherman pants.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, God. Okay. They look like, yeah, you could, you got a lot of ballroom in there.
Yeah. And then it's always a fun game. What's in Ted's pocket?
Probably a hot dog. What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, hey, Miles, you're not wrong. That guy completely confused me. It's north. It's south.
Yeah, it's yes.
Jesus, man, where is it?
North of Bellingham, right on the border. Well, it's a half an hour from Bellingham, basically, to the border.
Right. Hello, Ambrielle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so the worst part of any job that I worked was actually at Men's Warehouse during prom season.
Oh, boy.
No. So you would think wedding season because of bridezillas, mother-in-laws, so on and so forth. And no, prom season is the absolute worst because you have these boyfriends, these teenage guys that come in with the mothers of the girlfriends.
Oh.
And they don't know what the dress looks like. They don't know what color they need to match with. They know nothing. The girlfriend's mother is not giving away anything, but she wants the boy to look super tailored, like an Instagram model, but she wants it for only $100.
Oh, Christ.
Is this a fairly new thing?
Is that a rental, or is that him going in and buying an
actual
suit?
It's a rental.
Okay.
These are rentals.
Yeah, but wouldn't a tuxedo, isn't just a standard tux enough these days?
For some people, yeah. So just doing the $100 one, perfectly fine, easy peasy. But you got teenage boys and you got teenage girls going on here, and the girls are all in control.
I don't think it is enough. I mean, look how you got to ask a girl to prom now.
What do you mean? What do you have to do?
They have like signs and this and that. I mean, it's like proposals,
huh?
Okay. Yeah, and it's
dramatic. Proposals are awful.
I will tell you this from the guy's perspective of walking into the men's warehouse. There is no easier place for a guy who does not know what he's doing to shop. Honest to God.
Yeah,
exactly.
The sales associate, they will take care of you. You are in, you are out, you get what you need.
And they know your size before you do.
And I would have no idea how to go in there and put all that crap together as far as the shirt, the ties, and all that stuff. And they've already got like four or five options laid out by the time I, you know, try one thing on. So I do appreciate from the guy's standpoint whenever you do need to go in there, and you get two of everything, right? They still do that deal?
Oh, yeah.
Like you buy a suit, you get another suit?
Uh-huh.
Yep, see to me, that's...
Same with like shirts and ties, socks.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Well, then the day that the tuxedos come in, it's normally about 2 days before prom. So we get at least 600 tuxedos in, if not more. Then you have these mothers of the girlfriends that come back with the boyfriend, so that way she can see how it all fits, and then we have a promzilla on our hands.
And how bad is it? I mean, is it as bad as, you know, like... We've all heard the bridezilla, seen videos of all that nonsense and all the garb. Is it basically the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you ever explain, or are you in position to explain, like, look, even being a bridezilla is a waste of your time, but in theory, you're getting married, mm-hmm. you're together forever. This dude is going out with your daughter one night with the hopes of getting laid. There's nothing more to it
than
that.
This is not the Men's Warehouse in Kent or Redmond. Where is the Men's Warehouse where this is going down as far as the neighborhood, so to speak?
South Hill.
Okay.
Puyallup area.
Is that near Alger?
Okay. Oh, Puyallup.
All right.
Dude, it's any of them, man.
Really?
I mean, a lot of it,
too. Oh, yeah, any of them is just bad.
I mean, it just, with social media and stuff, everything's like up to another level, right? I mean, look, even adults who are normal people who don't have those tendencies, when you look on social media and you only see people putting the best foot forward, everybody thinks they have to live up to this stuff.
Right.
And it's a massive deal for their generation to get likes and everything. So, of course, they're going to be psychos about it. And then the other thing, too, is like, used to be you paid a lot of money. Like, I like the Men's Warehouse. See, my shorts are from the Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
Right. It was affordable. But now people also kind of want, like, you know what I mean? Like, are you a food? Well, like, no offense, but like fast food restaurants now are like, are you a foodie? Get in here. Like, you're fast food. Stay in your lane. So I think these people, everybody wants, like, it's got to be perfect.
Now,
like,
it's
a prom.
Did you have a prom since you went to an all boys school?
Yeah.
High school? You guys did have. So you, what, is it like a girl's school and then?
Or hey, you could bring a date.
You could invite anybody you wanted to. But was it a shared thing between two schools?
No.
Or, okay. All right. So
come on now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know you.
We ain't sharing nothing with that school.
All right.
they said they're cheerleaders over the football games.
That was it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a couple girls that went to Seton, but that was about the interaction.
All right.
Okay.
What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421 Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the Men's Room.
Men's Room Happy Hour coming up exclusively on the Odyssey app at 6 o'clock. Just search for the Men's Room, then you'll see the Men's Room Happy Hour as we go off the air and go live on the Odyssey app. If you don't have that app, download it now for free in the App Store and Google Play. Favorite the Happy Hour on your app, and you'll be good to go. Not only that, but hundreds of new stations and everything else for you to check out, including you can check out our Men's Room Happy Hour, Man vs. Beast. And Ernest Gets Laid, coming up on today's episode. Our question, what was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
Here's an interesting one. It says, I had an Arby's general manager that always brought her mistress drama into work. And at one point, she asked me to take a pregnancy test for her, knowing it would be positive. Let that sink in for a second.
Sounds like somebody did have the meat.
Jesus.
Thank you, Ted.
Someone got some, didn't they?
Give me some of that roast beef sandwich here.
It's like an open-faced roast beef sandwich. Someone just punched five times
real hard, smashed down.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
Hey, so back in college, I used to work at a small local restaurant as a dishwasher. And everything sucked about the job, but the worst part was that the owner was too cheap to have somebody service the grease trap. Mm. And so the daytime dishwasher was supposed to take 5-gallon buckets every, Saturday and empty like 40 gallons of this garbage out of the grease trap. and he'd always mark off that he did it. Well, I came into work one day, and the entire patio had been flooded because this guy had just decided he didn't want to do it. And so it overflowed and flooded out a patio all down into the street, and the entire restaurant just smelled like death.
Yeah.
For a week. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever dealt with in my life.
Did they have to, did they close the restaurant down?
No.
No?
No.
Oh my god.
Well, if it smells like death, you think that, you know, maybe somebody would complain, like, hey, your place smells like death and I'm eating here.
Right.
Yeah. No, we were just inside was open.
Did you how long did you work as a dishwasher?
Oh, it was probably 8 months, 10 months, something like that.
Did it shock you how many other things, like when you take the job as a dishwasher, your impression is that you just wash the dishes? And it turns out, like, yeah, that's about one-fifth of your job. You are everything else.
So all the bad things, the dishwasher.
If it is, whatever the worst thing is that can happen in a restaurant, the dishwasher is the guy that does, hey, man, a homeless guy exploded outside. You're the guy, right? And you didn't witness it. You're already busy.
Absolutely.
You're knee-deep in your stuff, but if that happens,
well, wait a minute.
Hey, man, somebody pooped in the hallway leading to the
that's
bathroom.
What I'm saying. Like, if somebody is that true? If you blow up the bathroom, it's your job to go and clean it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they blew it up,
absolutely.
The front of the house dealt with it, but for the most part. But yeah, anything that went wrong, it was my responsibility.
If it involves a mop and materials that you don't want to interact with, it's the dishwasher.
Well, now let me ask you this: is there a lighter
until the dishwasher's off and your place stays open? Then it's on the lowest rung door guy.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Being a dishwasher within the restaurant industry, could you move up to short line cook or any of those things?
A lot of times, they'll leave. Look, if you can survive as a dishwasher, and I think most people in restaurants would agree. It's the worst job in a restaurant. That's understood. No one would question that. Because aside from washing dishes, and you deal with everyone's crap. You got to deal with the cooks. You got to deal with front of the house, what bar. Man, that's fine. It is what it is. But then you deal with all this crap. But the thing is, dishwashers turn over real quick. You might get 2 or 3 months out, and then you need a new one because the job is really freaking awful. But if you have staying power a lot of times, because now the kitchen likes you.
Right.
And if you're reliable, all you want in your kitchen is reliable people. So you go like, look, we'll go through and hire 50 more dishwashers in the next 18 months, but you, let's bring your ass on the line.
Okay.
Seriously.
And if the dishwasher doesn't show up, you're right back.
You're right
started.
Back to washing dishes again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The light at the end of my tunnel was finding another job that was doing something else because it was terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's a miserable job. But, you know, when it's like your first job, it was my first gig, Chi-Chi's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say minimum wage at the time was like $3.25 an hour. They offered me $5 an hour, which I couldn't believe. I'm like,
that's crazy.
I'm going to be flush with cash. It was what it was. You know, it was fine. And they recruited me to work on the line there, and I really didn't want to. Because I really thought their job looked worse than mine. Because at least one of the advantages anyway, if you are a dishwasher, at the corporate places, at least it has everything you need to do the stuff you don't feel like doing.
Like, if you're at a mom and pop place, sometimes
you don't
have a really good dishwasher. That's like the fast, you know what I mean.
The dishwasher isn't always good. They don't necessarily have the chemicals that you need to clean certain things, and you get it. They're cash strapped, but like he said, they spilled a grease trap into the patio. They kept the restaurant open. Chi-Chi's, as disgusting as that place was, whatever it is they asked me to do, you go into the closet and everything, all the materials you needed to carry out your duty were done. And I mean, honestly,
that makes
if
sense.
You have to wash dishes, you're probably better at a corporate plate. You'll have a lot more dishes to wash, but you have a lot better materials to work with.
What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
But no matter what you do in your dishwasher, I think this text is even worse. It says, the worst part of a job? Fixing a prolapse on pigs. It's a bloody mess when the ass muscles blow out, and then you fix it with a plastic tube and a rubber band the size of a Cheerio.
Oh, you're a surgeon.
Yeah, I'm not doing that job. Hello, Dylan, part two. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right. So I used to be a maintenance guy, and, you know, we have to turn the apartments after people move out, all that jazz. This one person skipped out on their apartment, and we kind of knew they had problems keeping up with their stuff, but we didn't have any idea how bad. She left a note on her door when she skipped out that said, "We had to leave some of our cats behind. Watch out for Apollo. We're sorry."
Oh, that is not good.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't good at all.
And the cat's going to blow, by the way. So
was it easy to figure out
who Apollo was? And it was horrifying. Yeah, there was 14 cats in this place.
Jesus Christ, man. And that's some of their cats.
Yeah, well, we talked to some of the neighbors. Apparently, they were chalked up to like 33. And it was kind of like one of those things where they'd been there for about 10 years. So the cats had kind of started developing generations. And so they were kind of feral within the apartment.
How bad did it smell when you got them?
Put in perspective, by the time we had actually shoveled out all the crap that was on the floors, we had to cut down out the bottom 4 feet of all the drywall in the place and like seal out the studs and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because they were starting to rot from what, urine and everything else?
Oh, yeah.
So what separated Apollo from the other 13 cats? How did you know who Apollo was?
So Apollo was this feline Goliath that sat on top of the kitchen cabinets like a gargoyle and literally started hissing and meowing the moment you opened the front door. Anytime another cat went near Apollo, Apollo would hit it so hard it would fly off the cabinet and you could not touch it. We actually had to call animal control from like two different companies because the first guy said, "I ain't touching that cat." And he left. So eventually we did get all the cats out, including Apollo and some of the cats that we unfortunately found under remaining furniture. It was gross. I don't do that anymore.
Is that kind of the final straw?
Nah, I stuck around for a few more years. It never got that bad again, but you kind of just get fed up with it.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that they did not get their security deposit back on that.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And when you
skipped out of the bill to start.
Like, even if they would have owed $1,000 for all the repair work or whatever it is, you're never going to see that money, correct?
Well, it's one of those things where you kind of add up the total of how much money it's going to cost to fix all that, and you basically hire a lawyer and send out all the legal jargon that you need to send out. And it was totaling up into five figures. But, wow. I mean, you know, likely you'll never see that money. It's one of those things.
Yeah, right. It's like loaning a family member, you know, money. Mm-hmm. Can I borrow $100? Like, dude, just say, "Can I give you $100? Because I know you're not going to pay me back."
Mm-hmm. What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
For what, an 18-pack and some of that weed?
I hope so.
Come back then.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
hola.
Oh, man, did he buzz? Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Yeah. I don't want to lose the call, so, but no offense to you guys, but Vicky's my favorite. Had to throw that in there.
Well, thank you, man.
My job is about 2 years ago, I was a person in charge, which is basically a low-end manager for a grocery store. And at this time, the store was open till 1 a.m. Well, my courtesy clerk had left maybe 5 minutes prior to the incident happening.
Uh-oh.
The guy had taken, like, he came inside into the store and said, "Can I use your bathroom?" I was like, "Sorry, unfortunately, restroom's closed at 9 p.m., yada, yada, yada." Well, about 2 minutes later, after him talking to me, I see him down the aisle. He dropped trout and took a fat dump, runny and everything, in the middle of the aisle. I told him he's got to pick it up because there's no way I'm picking that up myself. And he's like, "I'm not touching it. That's your job." And so I called the cops. The cops came within probably 2 minutes for indecent exposure. And the cops actually forced him to pick it up with his bare hands.
Ah, yeah. I like that.
I mean, it's fair. Like, dude, you pooped in my store. But if you don't mind my asking, what aisle did he poop in?
My frozen aisle, actually. It was aisle one.
Aisle one. Don't you think he should have been in aisle two?
Yeah, it would have made it a lot more funny, but aisle one was like a hiding spot for transients and whatnot at the time.
Okay.
Yeah. If I were going to do that, I'd do that in the free nut section. You know, people just scoop it out in bulk.
Yeah.
I just hide one under there. Be like, they're not going to know for days.
What was the Steve Martin line? "Baby, you shouldn't be in this frozen food section because you're so hot, you're going to melt everything."
Jesus Christ. What aisle would you poop into?
Got two.
The whole grocery store.
Two.
Oh, no.
So you just do two based on the number. It doesn't matter what's in there.
Right. I mean, well, I'm going to go number one and one.
Honestly, just because I'm childish and I hate it, you know I do it near the produce.
No, since I buy produce. I think I'd go...
Produce is out.
I think I'd go, like, canned vegetable.
Something that's...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's not... You don't have to get, like, tomato sauce or any of that stuff, I don't think, every trip to the supermarket.
Right.
So I think in my store, it's 6 or 7. I could drop a deucer in there.
I think frozen food's the best place because you have those doors. Everything is sealed off, so all the product is still going to be fine. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm about to ruin product.
I like spending time in frozen foods and gazing.
Mm-hmm.
But gazing at the frozen foods...
Yeah, there's some wild frozen products out there.
I'll ruin your produce, and what I like about the produce, it also gets misted.
I'm going over to the candy aisle.
Why the candy aisle?
Because I'm going to play with it a little bit. While I'm doing it, I'm going to grab a bunch of the candy bars and start unpackaging them and just toss them on the ground next to it. There's going to be like Kangaroos and Snickers and Three Musketeers and everything down there, man.
That is dark, dude.
That's really
jeez, man. Look, we're just crapping in the store. Now you're enticing people to eat it.
I'm making it fun.
I'm just pooping near the produce. I'm not like pooping in the celery. You know, it's just on the floor next to where the celery is.
Pooping in the candy. I mean, it's all on the floor.
But
it's
you're
all
opening candy
away.
And dropping the candy in your defecation.
Right. So that somebody like me is like, ooh, free candy.
No. It's going to be unwrapped. I mean, it's all going to be just bare candy. You're not going to want to eat this. It's going to be all on the floor.
I don't think you understand Ted. He understood that.
Ah, that's fair enough.
Ooh, it's free candy. Free floor candy.
Right? Not against lawn meat. I'll eat floor candy.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, this is, Mike says, hurry up and get on with this. So this is 1990, and this is a community service job I had. And I got sentenced to a mental disabled facility. And so I'm working there, and I became really good friends with the boss man. He says, man, every night you come in, all you got to do is mow the lawn 2 hours every night after school, and we'll get your time down. Okay, so anyways, it's supper time, and this one little guy, he's 4 foot wide by 4 foot tall, and he's following me around every night I'm mowing. I really, really like this guy. His name is Dickie. Anyways, so it was dinner time, and Dickie was missing. So there's three hallways. I took one hallway. The other two guys took the other hallway. So I'm checking every door. I get down to the very, very, very last door. I can see the light on in the bathroom. I open that door, and here's Dickie, 4x4x4, and he is covered in feces, sitting on the toilet, bare naked.
Okay, Craig, the first thing I do is, when I meet up with the other coworkers, I say, couldn't find him. I'm not dealing with that.
After years of therapy, right?
Yeah, there's no way.
Did Dickie realize that he had covered himself in his own fecal matter? I mean, did he not make it to the bathroom and then try to go to finish?
I was sitting down talking to the boss man and kind of talking some of these deals out with some of these characters. And I asked what Dickie's problem was. And he came up with some fancy name. And basically, he goes, he eats his feces. And I was like, no F and S, man.
Well, you found Dickie. Aren't you happy? It reminds me of my dad. Remember John Bobbitt. So Lorena and John Bobbitt, mm-hmm. right? The thing is, she cuts off his penis. She drives off with it in her hand, and at some point on the highway, she gets kind of lucid, opens the window, and throws it on the side of the road. Keeps driving. So as this story breaks, and we're watching this the next day, and this is like insane to us. I'm like, wait, what happened? So he kind of explains it to me, and he goes, you know, the weird thing is, man, these cops had to go out. You know, you get a radio call, you're looking for a severed penis on the side of the road. I'm like, would you do that? He said, even if I found it, no one would know. He said, like, man,
I'm not
picking up a severed penis. He'd be like, didn't see it. I'm like, you know what? I like where you're coming from, man. By the way, we tapped into something, and this is very wrong. Where would you poop if you pooped in the grocery store?
Right.
So some people had some suggestions. One guy says, I would drop a load in the floral department. Everyone walks in, takes a big sniff to smell the flowers. That's from Bob. A lot of people said, why wouldn't you just poop in the toilet paper aisle? I know that makes sense fundamentally, but come on. Someone else says, poop in the bread aisle with all the other loaves. I like what they did there. But my favorite, and this is just me, is maybe even more than the produce, is I drop a deuce in the Impossible Meats freezer case.
You know what? To be honest with you, if you really had one coming on, like, I mean, if you had one coming on, I would go to the self-checkout thing, like the caller we had, because there's a scale. So, at the very least, you know what I mean?
You might as well take advantage.
You might as well find out what this thing weighs. Because if you just press in the produce, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is per pound, it's still going to tell you the pounds.
Oh, now that's cool. Last week on Who Sucks Less, you said that guy was horrible.
Well, he is, but I'm just saying, everybody who poops in a grocery store is going to be horrible. But if you have to pick a location, I still think that would be the easiest to clean. It's a glass top.
I'm just picking the aisle I go down the least.
Yeah, for me, it could be any of them. I try not to go.
That's the pet food aisle for me.
Yeah, but my pet food aisle has some candy and seasonal stuff, so I got to check it every time.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying, like, I just don't buy a ton of, like, pasta or, like, canned soups or, like, tomato sauce. So I'm just like, I can go down that aisle.
You're not poop near the shredded wheat. I just don't
cereal?
Like it as a cereal. Yeah, disgusting.
You can buy manicotti in the frozen food section.
Tortellinis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Trust me, I thought this out. That's what I'm saying. For the last 5 minutes, you get around this.
What was the worst part of any job that you've had? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello.
I'll get some white wine, some flour, we'll make a sauce.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hola.
Hola.
All of these other stories, those are baby stories. Picture yourself as the maintenance guy on a ship of 150 people, catcher processor. We've been out for over a week. That septic system's fully loaded. Suddenly, you know, you tell the ladies, don't put your lady stuff in the pipes. It'll clog them. Somebody forgets or doesn't care. Now we got a clogged pipe. You're the guy on the step ladder in an area off to the side of the engine room trying to clear the whole living quarters section above of his clogged pipes. And when you get the pipe burst open, guess who's wearing it?
I would guess you.
Yeah, it was a hindsight is number two on this one. I should have been a little more out of the way, but it unloaded.
But is there any way, because you hear these stories a lot, whether it's an airline mechanic, and I understand why they are in this situation, but I think if I were designing like a ship or something where it's like, look, this is designed to be out at sea for a while. This is the number of people that are on it. We have a septic tank. So instead of running it along the ceiling and people have to climb up to deal with this, why don't we run it under the floor where there's a few panels where they're looking down onto
it? Where does that stuff end up? Do they, when you get to shore, do they suck all that stuff out or do they just dump it in the middle of the ocean typically?
No. The septic system is, we called it the Orca. It might have been a brand name. But all that goes into there gets macerated, and then you add a certain amount of chlorine to it to keep nullifying it before it goes overboard.
Also, it does go out to sea.
Yeah. Any ship over a certain size has to have a septic system.
Gotcha.
So nullifying the waste.
So
especially a catcher processor, dragging that stuff back up could get caught in the nets and come back up again. Yeah. You want it to be...
No, but honestly, couldn't you after you chum, so to speak... Couldn't you game fish behind that based on what you just dumped into the ocean?
I would think so.
We're fishing off the bottom 300 people. Most of us the
chip
right away.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know what that means. I just figure if you're going to throw a bunch of poop out in the ocean, man, you got a good chance catching like a tuna or something. You know what I mean?
But chumming's more body parts. Like, I love shrimp, but I take out the poopy vein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can still catch a lot of shrimp when you've dumped the poop in there. Like, that's when you scoop them all up, rinse them off. Then now you know exactly what's in the poop chute.
Who sucks last? Coming up, and we've got your emails from our question. What was the worst part of any job that you've ever had? From the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.